USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States still leads the world with total infections of the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. On Saturday, the CDC reported an increase of over 100,000 cases. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said the vaccines are working against the Delta variant.
If you're vaccinated, you're much, much more protected against getting infected than an unvaccinated who is completely vulnerable. So you have a degree of protection against infection. But the critical issue is that if you do get infected, the likelihood of your getting a severe outcome of the infection is very low. It is much more likely that you will be either without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. So the vaccine is doing what you want it to do. It's protecting people from getting sick.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced, bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they're still finalizing the legislative text of the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
California's 3rd District Court of Appeal has struck down a provision in a state law that made it a crime for staff members at nursing homes to willfully and repeatedly fail to use a resident's preferred name or pronouns after clearly being informed of the preferred name or pronoun. In a 3-0 ruling, the court says the provision violates the employee's freedom of speech. It was enacted in 2017 by the state legislature as part of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents' Bill of Rights. Intentionally using the wrong name or pronoun was a misdemeanor, with a maximum punishment of 180 days in jail and a $2,500 fine. Justice Elena Duarte said, "We recognize that misgendering may be disrespectful, discourteous, and insulting, and used as an inartful way to express an ideological disagreement with another person's expressed gender identity." She also wrote that the provisions restrict more speech than is necessary to achieve the government's compelling interest in eliminating discrimination. In occurrence, Justice Ronald Roby wrote, "To not call one by the name one prefers or the pronoun one prefers is simply rude, insulting, and cruel." The decision upholds a separate provision mandating that when assigned rooms based on gender, long-term care facilities and their staffs must make decisions based only on a transgender resident's gender identity. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.